Most of you would be very well aware, I'm sure, of a particular phone that's got something inside it that allows it to connect with an Android called Siri. What you do is press a button and ask this particular Android any question you like. This fine example of artificial intelligence makes some sort of World Wide Web search and comes up with the answer. Now, we don't have those kind of phones at our Abbey, but someone visited us and she had one and showed us. We had the time of our life asking Siri all these questions and rolling around the floor laughing at the accuracy and non-accuracy of the replies. Finally, our abbess took the phone and she asked this question, "Siri, where is God?" And the answer came back, "I am not qualified to answer this spiritual question. I suggest that you widen your consultation. Perhaps ask a human being." Now that blew us away. Firstly, I'm not qualified to answer that spiritual question. There was humility in a veritable robot. How many times do you and I ever think to say, "I'm not qualified to answer, I don't know the answer"? So often instead, you and I want to look good with everybody else, so we come up with an answer, whether we know it or not. How is it that we think others do not see through our shallowness? Then comes the second part. Perhaps ask a human being. Yes, indeed. Ask a human being if you want to know where God is. Because human beings are exactly where God is. Three cheers for the human being that knows within his or her own deepest sorrow that God is there crying too. Three cheers for the human being who knows in their greatest joy, God is there rejoicing with them. Three cheers for the human being who walks down the street knowing that they're walking with the presence of God beside them. Three cheers for the human being whose very kindness radiates the person of God present. A great Benedictine saint, Gertrude, once said to God, "When I return into my heart, I find you there." She knew where God lives. You'll find him in the human heart, no matter what the outside of the person looks like.